Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Kaylee Shore, and this is Too Much to Say. Before we even get started on anything else, I really want to comment on the Nashville shooting. I can't believe we're still dealing with mass shootings now. I don't know how many more it's going to take, and I don't know what more to say about it. I already did a whole episode after Uvalde, so what I want to do is just a moment of silence. In honor of the victims. There were the teachers and staff, Mike Hill, Catherine Kuntz, and Cynthia Peake, and then the 3 9-year-olds, Evelyn Dekaus, William Kinney, and Hallie Scruggs. I really hope we reach a solution to this sooner rather than later. I made a post about it on Instagram. I just don't feel like anything I say is going to be enough. So we're just going to leave it at that. But just feels weird to talk about anything else. But I also do not know what else to say. So with that being said, let's get into the episode.
But don't go asking questions that you don't want.
So this episode is one that I've had planned since I started the podcast, since 2020, and I've wanted to do it for a very long time, and I frankly was not allowed to, but given the way the world is right now, and specifically Nashville and Tennessee, and I mean really just America, it feels wrong to not talk about this, given that I'm watching my community suffer, and I don't even feel like I can talk about it. Okay, so I have debated doing this episode for about 3 years, ever since the podcast started in 2020. I've had this idea to do it, and for many reasons, I didn't. And there's two reasons why I'm finally choosing now. One is because of what's happening to my community in Nashville and Tennessee specifically, but also everywhere in the country and the world. But just having it be so close to home, there's a lot of legislation attacking queer people, specifically trans people. And I'm going to talk more about that later, but I feel the need to stand with my community and a community that I feel so welcomed and at home in. I have so many queer friends. I've just been surrounded by that community since, you know, I knew I was queer. So that's one reason I want to talk about this. And then secondly, a teenage girl in my life who's very important to me, I won't say who because she's still figuring out how she wants to come out herself, came out to me and has a girlfriend. And I was telling her, I'm like, you should be so empowered. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm so proud of you for being so, like, knowing that about yourself at such a young age. And, like, you know, the girlfriend's parents are very supportive and she's so happy. And I'm telling her all this. And she knows damn well that I am not out publicly. And I was like, ooh, I'm a little bit of a hypocrite here, aren't I? And I just was like, you know what? I can't in good faith tell her that and then not practice what I preach. So we are here. I think that there are levels of privilege within the queer community, 100%. There's a lot of infighting within any minority group, but within the queer community, you still see a lot of transphobia, a lot of racism, a lot of ableism. I mean, all within this community. And I just want to acknowledge, like, the privilege that I have as a queer woman in a straight relationship. I'm dating a man, so nobody needs to know that I'm gay unless I tell them. It doesn't mean that I've had any less of an experience with homophobia or, like, you know, struggling with that feeling, but it does mean that, like, I can go in public with my boyfriend and not have people say horrible things. Although when I dated a girl, that was a completely different story. But I just want to acknowledge that. And I also feel like there's a lot of, I'm on Twitter too much, but there's a lot of, like, discourse on Twitter about whether or not a celebrity is queer baiting, if they're in a straight relationship, but they're talking about their sexuality and, like, they want to, you know, be part of the cool queer club. And it's just like, it is nobody's fucking business, for starters. Like, there's a lot of discourse when Billie Eilish was like, you know what, I just don't know. And people are like, she's queer baiting. And it's like, she's a teenager. Like, she's figuring it out. And also, yeah, being queer is a spectrum. You might not feel like you could ever date somebody of the same gender, but be attracted to them, and that's okay. There's a lot of types of men that I'm attracted to, but I would have never dated because I, you know, have self-worth, but doesn't mean I was any less attracted to him. And yeah, it just doesn't have to be, and you don't have to define it by anything. And that is why I personally prefer the word queer. I think it's all encompassing. It tells people, hey, it's not your business, but I'm not straight. And also, I feel like it applies to me mostly because I really just don't care about gender. I don't care if they're a man or a woman or no gender at all or non-binary. I like hot people who make me laugh. That's my type. And smell good. That's very important as well. And it's really that simple. So I personally like the word queer, but I would never be offended if someone called me bisexual, pansexual, because those apply too. I just like the word queer most. Okay. So I think there's a lot of biphobia within the queer community as well. And it makes you feel really invalid. If you wind up in a heterosexual relationship or even just like, yeah, it's like you feel guilty for turning your back on being gay, but you didn't, you just fell in love with someone. And the whole point of it is, like, you can fall in love with anyone. And, I made a TikTok because that's, like, the only place I kind of even allude to being queer on the internet. And that's been, like, a little soft launch on there. But I was like, I am not any less queer just because I accidentally started dating a man. But that's what it was. You know, I like who I like. And it just, that one happened to stick. It wasn't because he was a man. It's because I love him. I will say, like, that's a completely different experience dating a man than dating a woman. Oh God, it was really hard. Back in like 2019, I was dating a girl and, you know, actively in country music, had a team who told me I couldn't come out, that it was going to be like career suicide. And, I was out to everybody in my life. When I was dating her, that's when I finally came out to my parents, to a way better reaction than I anticipated. But I would hide, like, when we were, like, I was so worried when we were in public on dates that a fan would see me or somebody I knew in the music industry. And I was really afraid that someone would, you know, take a screenshot of me on a dating app where I was, like, you know, talking to women. I was really afraid of that. And it was just like this constant anxiety and just really hard because I did believe that would be career suicide. And I had a team that was just not supportive of me coming out and was like, oh, well, you're dating Sam, so you're not gay anymore. I'm like, well, that's not how that works. That's literally, that's not how that works even a little bit. And shit like that feels so invalidating, especially to the amount of struggles that I've dealt with being queer. I mean, like, I grew up in the church, like, for fuck's sake. Like, I truly believed I was going to hell for this and would pray every Sunday in church that God would make me ungay and forgive me for making out with a girl the night before or whatever. And I felt horrible. And that doesn't go away just because I'm dating a guy. That experience and that self-hatred and that internalized homophobia. I also dealt with a lot of stuff. Like, I had an old roommate who I lived with, who I was friends with, tell me, well, I don't approve of your lifestyle, but, you know, I love everybody. Jesus says loves everybody. And I was like, I live with you. Like, I feel so fucking unsafe in this environment because, like, yeah, I'm dating a guy, but you're still telling me that, like, you think I'm, like, oh, God. And I can't believe people my age even have that fucking opinion. It's so fucking annoying. And, like, there was just a lot of stuff that I dealt with. Especially when I was dating this girl. We'll call her Mandy. Mandy and I dated for a significant period of time for me in 2019 because I wasn't having very long relationships. And I'd had a lot of other, you know, situationships with girls, especially in high school. But, like, we didn't know what to call it because, like, we were gaslighting ourselves out of thinking that we were, you know, queer. We were like, oh no, we just, like, make out when we're drunk, ha, ha, ha. And then it would just happen when we were drunk, and then it was like, oh my God, we're just, like, so silly, goofy, like, and then we'd have these horrible, like, we'd hate each other's boyfriends and just, like, be, like, way too opinionated on each other's lives and just have this toxic dynamic. And in retrospect, I'm like, that was a girlfriend. Like, that was super a fucking girlfriend. And, like, almost all of my high school friends are out as queer now, which makes perfect sense. But I distinctly remember the closest I ever came to coming out was there's this blog, like, music outlet called Sounds Like Nashville, and they reached out to my team and said, hey, we know Kaylee's been really vocal in her support of the queer community. We'd really love if she could write an essay, like, as an ally for Pride Month. We're just having people, you know, in country music do this, and we'd really love her to be a part of it. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I wrote the article about, like, unlearning hatred that you're taught and growing up Christian, thinking gay people are going to hell, and, like, unlearning that. And I wrote my essay, and the person who I submitted it to, like, or my manager submitted it to, was like, oh, is Kaylee an ally or a member of the community? Because, like, you could freaking tell. I mean, like, this is, like, the least surprising news anybody's probably ever heard in their lives. Like, and I'm out to every single person in my personal life. Like, everyone. So it's just high time for this. But, my team member responded and said, just an ally. And I was, like, got really excited for a second because I thought I was going to be able to come out. And then I wasn't. And I just, like, I feel so at home with queer people. I know that it's my community. Like, I've always been drawn to members of the LGBTQ plus community, but also just, like, you know, you understand each other's problems. I mean, I have friends of all shapes and sizes and identifications and, you know, whatever, but, like, I really feel at home with those people. I feel at home in a lesbian bar, I feel at home at a gay bar. And, I just don't want to not be part of that club publicly when I'm totally part of it privately. And I just am tired of hiding, like, 50% of myself because I'm scared. So, and again, why I wanted to talk about this finally is because there's a lot of legislation happening in Tennessee that is just blatantly attacking the queer community. So I'm going to read about that next. But thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy the title of this one. I was really proud. I literally came up with the title of this 3 years ago, so it feels good to finally get off my chest. We'll be right back.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so being queer in Tennessee is harder than anybody in my generation can remember it being. There's a lot of legislation. One that's been passed recently is HB1/SB1, passed in the House and the Senate. It goes into effect July 1st, 2023, and it requires all transgender teens in the state of Tennessee to detransition between July of 2023 and March of 2024. Most care is going to discontinue July 1st, even though they don't have to be detransitioned till March, because a lot of doctors are going to be afraid of losing their license, and so they're going to stop treating trans people. If you want to learn more about that, southernequality.org/TN resources will provide you with a much more articulate, in-depth information about that, but that's really, really fucking awful. And the attack on trans kids is unbelievable. The attack on trans people is unbelievable. And I feel like I know that I have so much privilege as a white cisgender woman who can hide being queer whenever she feels like it. And trans people are just being put through the ringer, and I really, really feel the need to stand with them. I have so many trans and non-binary friends, and this shit just breaks my fucking heart. Another big one that affects the queer community at large is Tennessee rejected federal HIV funding from the Center for Disease Control. That was in 2020, Tennessee had 19,214 HIV cases total. That wasn't new infections, that was total, but that's still a very, very large number. The funding that they're turning down could prevent 500 or more infections a year. And the HIV funding isn't just testing or treatment. It's all these different things. And I personally had to take a preventative HIV medication called Truvada, which a lot of gay men will take, a lot of, you know, people will take if they're sexually active. If you're concerned about that, you should absolutely take it. But it just prevents you from, lowers your chances of getting HIV. And so I was sexually assaulted, and at the Nashville Sexual Assault Center, they give that to you because if a rapist is raping you, if a rapist is raping you without a condom, and like they don't, that's not going to be the line they draw on the morality stand. They're not going to be like, oh, but I got to tell her before I rape her that I have HIV. Like, no. So you just never know. And I was like, yeah, I want to take it. I got really sick. It was really awful, but I was really happy. Well, happy is not the right word. I was very thankful that that resource existed for me, because that would have been just another awful thing on top of something that was already awful. So it is not just queer people that affects. It's everybody who's sexually active in the state of Tennessee or is a victim of sexual assault. And that's just fucked up. Like, imagine just being like, no, we don't want the federal funding, the free money. We don't want that because gay people get AIDS. It's like gay people get cancer. Like, it's just, I mean, it's so upsetting. There's so much infighting within the LGBTQ plus community, so much of which I see on Twitter. You see a lot of trans exclusionary radical feminists who are lesbians just needlessly attacking trans women, invalidating them. And I just, like, it's so heartbreaking to know that anybody who knows what it feels like to be marginalized for how you identify and what you are, it feels so awful that they could inflict that on somebody else. And I really hate seeing that, especially within, you know, the community that I've been closest to, which is the lesbian community. And I fucking hate it. And so I just don't want to be part of the problem. And trans people and trans people of color have done so much work, from Stonewall, which was like a huge turning point in the gay rights movement, to just the advocacy, to the fact that they are one of the highest, if not the highest, group of people, like demographic, that gets murdered. Like, this isn't just, we're not just talking about, like, when people are attacking trans rights, they're not just like talking about sports teams. They're not just talking about how somebody gets to dress walking up and down the street. People fucking die. People are literally dying. And I would just hate myself if I didn't do anything about it and I didn't talk about it. And I also just, I want to stand with my community. And I, you know, all of my trans girlfriends were advocating really, like, outspokenly for reproductive rights and like abortion. Even though they can't get pregnant, they don't care. They're advocating for their fellow women, and that's all you're doing when you're advocating for trans women and trans people, is like other members of your community, within the gay community, within the female community, all of those things. And it just feels simple to me. It just feels so simple. And I'm like, I just get so angry. I want to leave this episode with something from a queer thought leader named Leo Herrera. You can follow him on Instagram at Herrera Images. I really, really love his perspective. And he posted something the other day that just gave me chills. But he said, "Bigots love to act like queers are new and anti-LGBTQ laws are groundbreaking. They are not. Criminalizing queer folks are ancient wars. History teaches us they bust out the laws when they're losing the culture war. Turn on TikTok and TV, honey. It's over. We are the queerest generation since the 1960s. Why we saw so many anti-gay school initiatives, quote unquote, for the children in the 70s, when, quote unquote, cross-dressing and sodomy were still illegal, when our spaces were still being raided, when we still managed to lead a cultural revolution. The laws only made us more clever and fired up. This is a playing field queers have 100 years of experience with in America. Criminalizing, with its bureaucracy and political fallout, is usually a last resort. What those bigots don't want you to understand is that they are the cornered animals, not us. Yes, that makes them very dangerous, but baby, the heels on our big feet are way older than the boots at our neck." And I really loved that. So that's off my chest. That feels really good. I had no idea how to go about this, and I really thought about it for a long time. I didn't want to like issue a press release and be like, "Hey guys, Kaylee Shore, who's like dating a man she's likely going to marry, has dated women in the past." Like, that's just so, I don't want anyone to think I'm doing this for attention. I feel like I see a lot of stuff online accusing people of doing that. And I think that's inherently rather biphobic, but whatever. But I really I'm coming from a good place, and I felt like the best place I could do this was on my own podcast, where I already just talk about myself every week, and I can just get this off my chest. I've provided some resources in the description for queer people in Tennessee and queer people in general. So if you are questioning and you feel like you don't know where to turn, I'm going to provide some resources, and I'll probably do another episode on this as I feel more articulate. But honestly, I was a little nervous. I had to take some beta blockers and drink a glass of wine, even though it's only like 4 p.m. when I'm recording this, because I was really nervous. So yeah, that's off my chest, and I can just fucking say it now. And that's really exciting. You know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to upload this podcast, and then I'm going to go put a fucking rainbow emoji in my Instagram bio. That's what I'm going to do. Cheers, bitches. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Kaylee Shore, and this is Too Much to Say. But don't go asking questions that you don't want.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.